Cape Talk.
International correspondent.
International correspondent Katie McDonald, all the way in Budapest, Hungary. Very good morning to you, Katie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty well, pretty well. Not too bad at this time of the morning. How are you?
No, I'm well, I'm well. I'm just hoping, I don't know, APSA, FNB or Prime Media can maybe mistakenly transfer 21 million into my account. I'm crossing fingers. But, you know, dreams do come true, Katie. You know, don't judge this yet.
Well, there was recently a huge court case in Australia. A student was mistakenly given an unlimited line of credit, a Chinese overseas student. And, she spent a few million of it, would you believe?
You know, it's not your money. You know there's something wrong here. I mean, these are things you should go and question. But okay, we're not talking about these things. Let's talk about the Brexit. Is it happening? Oh, it is. But when?
Well, frustrating negotiations on both sides. You know, still nothing, well, when I say nothing concrete, it's just at the moment back and forth. But, you know, there are certain things that will be happening, and one are relocations. You know, various sort of companies that might have their base in London, you know, for differing reasons. But one that's quite at the fore is banking, and Frankfurt's going to be, or it appears that Frankfurt in Germany, it's going to be one of the cities benefiting from relocations because of Brexit. So there's one study that, mooted that the city might gain up to 10,000 new banking jobs. Others say that the number could be much higher. You know, there's office space or more office space being developed in Frankfurt. And many of Europe's largest financial institutions are looking to relocate to that city. It's already quite a sort of prosperous city when it comes to banking and international groups. So Abs Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Standard Chartered, they're three of the banking groups that have chosen Frankfurt as their new European base. There are others looking to move thousands of jobs there. And, this is just one of the examples of the race by European cities to supposedly capture the spoils of Brexit. You know, it remains to be seen how many banks do stay in London. It is still a banking hub, without a doubt, and will continue to be. But, there are people looking to move to other cities in Europe because of it.
And it seems that we're not the only ones when it comes to the water problems. Rome also feeling the pressure.
Yeah, feeling the pressure and reducing the pressure.
I see what you did there.
I know. I'm on the ball in the mornings. So, look, in Cape Town, you're well aware of the effects of drought and, the measures you've got to implement. So Roman citizens, they're going to have to start water-saving measures due to, this ongoing drought there. I mean, the city's seen a 30% drop in rainfall, and that's compared to the last 3 years. So that's 70% less rainfall. It's quite a huge amount. And one of these measures is that they're going to be reducing water pressure in certain areas during the night. Interestingly enough, that's going to affect, they've got quite a few tall buildings. So apparently if you find yourself on, one of the top floors of a building and you go to get water in the middle of the night, you might be caught a bit short. But, they're blaming not just the supply of water, but the aging infrastructure. You know, they say due to corruption and other problems, certain infrastructure when it comes to water supply hasn't been updated or, they haven't kept up to date for years. And it's not just Rome Abs, it's 10 Italian provinces that have so far implemented a state of urgency. Emergency.
It's morning. It's morning.
The rising temperatures. I know. So we do get a few little exceptions. Yeah. So the drought's hitting. I mean, it's the rising temperatures, Abs. It's not uncommon.
And then talking about competitions, La Tomatina. That sounds so sexy. And so, La Tomatina.
La Tomatina. Maybe we'll have to do a report from there next year. No, I mean, can you imagine it? What fun. It's called the world's biggest food fight. And it takes place every year in Bunol. It's a town west of Valencia in Spain. I mean, try and picture this, Abs. 22,000 people and around 160 tons of overripe tomatoes.
So literally, it's a bunch of grown people chasing each other around and throwing them each other with tomatoes.
Exactly, exactly. And the pictures are something else, you know. The city streets are red, there's tomato pulp everywhere, people with their goggles and buckets, and looks like a huge amount of fun. For an adult.
You know,
indulge in a water, in a food fight. Mm.
You know, this is why I just need to win the lottery. Because I need to do things like this. I just want to wake up one day and just go, you know, I feel like a ripe tomato in my face. You know what? I'm traveling. I'm going to Spain. I want to do this. Okay. And you know what? First time I saw something similar to this, World Air Guitar Championships. I was watching Scrubs. I don't know if you've seen Scrubs, the comedy series.
Yes.
Turk was the best of the best when it comes to the air guitar. But talk to me about the Air Guitar Championship.
Well, it's got to be one of the most heatedly contested world championships. It's a competition in which the winner, he doesn't walk away with just the title of World Air Guitar Champion, but I mean serious, serious street cred. So these World Air Guitar Champs, they've been held since 1996 annually in a city called Oulu in Finland, which is 150 kilometers south of the Arctic Circle. Just briefly, it's the city where my maternal family comes from. So I just had to throw that in there. It's seriously cool stuff. So they've been hosting these championships. They get contestants from all over the world. And this year, a waiter from New York, Matthew aka Aristotle Burns, won the title of champion. He was the defending champion. So, he won it last year. And Germany's Patrick, a.k.a. Airwolf Kulik, tied second with Aussie Alexander, the ginger assassin Roberts. I mean, how super cool is that air guitar?
All right, I suppose it gives us all a chance to play a certain instrument at the end of the day. So,
exactly.
You don't have to be good at it, you just work with it. But to you listening at home, by the way, if you want to watch one of the most epic air bands ever, go to Scrubs Air Band, More Than a Feeling. That's a song by Boston. Oh, it's beautiful. Katie, I must say good morning and goodbye to you.
Yeah, and the same to you. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you so much, Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary.